Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease, to build visibility and authority, and attract leads and clients easily and simply. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, on to your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Karen Furlong, the founder of KimsNet Consulting, who helps STEM professionals engineer their energy to find joy and vitality by combining the power of the mind with the wisdom of the heart. Through her unique approach as both a professional engineer and certified soul purpose coach, Karen guides intellectually focused professionals, particularly female engineers, to write their mission statements and create lives aligned with their true purpose. Now, Karen's personal journey through burnout, health challenges, and divorce demonstrates how even the toughest circumstances can become catalysts for transformation. And while rebuilding her life and her business, she's documented the path to reclaiming joy and helping other women to navigate their way from career exhaustion to passionate purpose. I love that. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. So thank you so much for joining us. So to kick us off, can you just expand a touch more on where you are today with your business and who is it that you'd love to work with?
Okay, so my business, I just want to clarify, is called KimsNet Consulting. And yes, so I have been running this business for 3 years now, and I kind of have two sides, like, you know, the left brain, right brain kind of thing. So I have my professional engineering, consulting, project management mm-hmm. side, and then I also have coaching and speaking and group coaching that I do. So I really bring both of these sides together in my business, like I do in, you know, in my life, right? I have the brain of a scientist, the brain of an engineer, and the heart of a healer. And it's really about combining those masculine and feminine to live a really balanced and energetic life. My ideal person
that.
Is, I'm so sorry, I didn't answer your second question. My ideal person is, yes, a female professional, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. So anybody professionally in those careers are probably aligned with what I'm working on.
Yeah. I mean, with especially those people, crumbs, even entrepreneurs themselves, it can feel like you focus on one core area. We're logical, we are professional, we are this, but there is oftentimes we miss the holistic view. We miss the whole. So I love the brain of the engineer, but the heart of a healer. So tell me about your people. When they reach out to you, maybe not what you know that they need. What do they want? What are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for They're looking for energy generally, right? When people come to me, they're usually in a place where they've really focused on the intellectual side of things, and they've neglected their body, which has been giving them signals of that it's tired and that it needs some love and compassion. And so, when people come to me, they're generally exhausted. They're like, I feel like I don't have enough time in the day. I don't have any energy. I don't know where I'm going. Like, a lot of times when somebody comes to me too, they've lived a life of not codependency, but like people pleasing and looking after everybody else, whether it's their children, whether it's at work, and they're exhausted and they don't know who they are, right? They like to live a really energetic life, you have to be authentic, and they don't know how to be authentic because they've just been taking care of everybody else. So
Oh, I think that's a beautiful thing. It's horrendous. It's confusing. It's frustrating. I felt it myself as well. When I remember being asked, what do you like? What do you want to do? And I truly didn't know. I'd wrap myself up in other things, other people, work, and crumbs, you're on the Unforget Yourself show. Unforget yourself, remember yourself. I'd lost myself along the way. And it's easily done because we can justify where the family need us, our kids need us, our clients need us. But we need ourselves. So what is it like with your clients as they maybe have that realization, which is like, I don't know. I don't know what I like. I don't know where I want to go. How do you guide them through that, confusing, scary, guilt-ridden time?
I think one of the key components of the work that I do is self-compassion. You have to, like, I mean, we all know this, right? We are raised in a society where pushing and productivity and more and more and more at what cost? And it's often at the cost of your own health and happiness. And so that, when people come to me, it is really scary to kind of go throw your hands up and go, I don't know who I am and what I love, but it's worth the journey. And it takes a lot of self-compassion and tiny steps. So like at Kismet, what we help with is engineer your energy is twofold. It's the small day-to-day things. It's not just productivity for the sake of better output or better work. It's productivity to like carve out time for yourself, It's living a softer life. It's more a more balanced life. And it can be scary, but so rewarding.
Yeah,
So.
that's a great line. Put that on a t-shirt. At what cost? Beautifully put. That there's the catalyst for change or even damn it, just curiosity. At what cost? What are you going to allow to continue? If you continue in this way, what's going to cost you, your family? It's a tough time of realization that we all hit. So please help me understand what's on the other side of this for those people who are in that place who maybe don't know, they're trying to find themselves, have given to everyone else, and maybe in that more logical place. Because if we logify our way up here, we can logify our way out of it, right? Which is kind of wrong. How do you help to maybe open that door of the art of possibility? What else is missing? What they've missed along the way?
I love that word lovingly. It's a perfect way to describe the journey. It's all a loving journey. And it's really one thing I want to say is that by going through this journey and with me helping you engineer your energy, it's not necessarily having to like give it all up and go live in Bali. Like that's not what I'm espousing here. It's living a life of balance. Like we all need balance in our lives, right? We need, connection with boundaries. We need, we need to be goal oriented, but we also need to be relationship focused. So even though it is scary, it's not what I'm helping these women do is not necessarily throw it all away, throw out the baby with the bathwater. It's tweaking things in a very gentle day-to-day thing that helps them Build kind of, and I call it a mission statement. So again, it's the language that speaking to professionals, it's the same thing as discovering your dharma or your purpose or whatever, but I wouldn't use that language. I would say, what is your mission statement in life? What's the end goal? And for most of it's attack. Happiness, right? We all want to be happy and healthy. And so it's really just taking those first little steps. It's just tiny steps and having also like a bigger kind of view of where you want to be. Both of those things combined are what propel you on the journey, wrapped up in love, of course, self-love and self-compassion, because it's impossible to do all this without that.
Yeah. So to go a bit easier on yourself, to Proms, if you would talk to your kids, your partner, your colleagues, your clients in the way that you talk to yourself, you probably wouldn't have any, which is an interesting sort of concept. It makes it kind of real. So I love the way you've made this even you've made it easy. Because it's not about, changing your whole life, your whole career, your whole relationships. Sometimes it's just a couple of nuances, a couple of tweaks. So those gentle tweaks you talk about, those little personal steps, it could even be, for me personally, it was adding a few boundaries into my work, into my personal life, into my relationships. It was one thing that I could apply across every aspect of my life, which made a measurable difference. But it made it easy because it was just a small tweak. It was one little thing, an extra 5, 10% in everything. So whilst we may think that we need to change everything, hands up, you may need to. But also, I guess the work that you do is bringing this, again, the brain and the heart, bring all this together, and you can help find where are those aspects. So tell me about with your clients, what do you love to see when you find these little nuggets? What do you love to see happen?
Oh, I love to see joy return to their lives, because even in this like political climate, what's going on in the world today, it's really easy to get down. And the way we combat that is through a softness in our life, through finding the things that make us happy, turning off the scrolling, turning off the TV. What is the thing that brings you joy? I got together with a friend on the weekend and did some watercolor. It's the first time I've done that in over a year since my divorce, and it was amazing. It made me feel so good, and I'm going to be taking more moments like that. It's discovering the things that really just switch off your brain and put you into that flow state. That's what you want. Well, as soon as I see somebody get into flow, I'm just like, yes, so good.
Oh,
And
I
it
want to
makes you
hit.
sorry. I was going to say it makes you better at work as well. Like when you're finding those moments outside of work, when you go to work, your productivity is better, your happiness is better, you have better boundaries. So it's a win-win, not just for the employee, but for the company as well. So like I really like to work with corporations and groups, because to see you, there's a shift in the way people do work when they're a little bit happier in their outside lives, Because I'm not
Thank you
asking
so
people to give
much.
up their like technical professional job, right? It's about
Yeah.
living a great life while keeping that. So,
Such a great reminder. I love that. I want to hear that last minute every single day. Bring that joy back in, that softness, the happiness, and the reminder that, yeah, those little moments, it makes everything better. It makes everything better. But we often
it sure
turn to,
does.
I mean, entrepreneurs, we turn to how do we hustle? How do we grind? How do we get the problem done? I'm guilty of this. It's the doing, the action. Whereas, no, if you just approach this from a happier place, if you just rather than do that work, go and have a break and you'll come back to it and you'll be, oh, refreshed, clear ahead. The answers will find themselves. It sounds counterintuitive, but that's where the brain takes over. So just talk to me a bit more about the heart and bringing that in, especially for those logical engineering types.
Well, I mean, I'm doing this work because I am the poster child for this. I intellectualize everything. My brain is building castles, and I still struggle with, actually laying one brick. So I struggle with action myself. I also because I have worked in a very masculine environment most of my life, I actually struggle with, stepping back and being softer. So when, I've been running this business now for 3 years, and I've really in that time I've really done all still continue to do a lot of engineering and consulting and stuff because it's an easy reach for me, right? I still struggle with moving into the heart because it's a habit to use my brain for everything, right? And so it's really just finding balance. And I mean, I think that that's an important thing to help other people with as well. Again, it's the masculine and the feminine, and so it's me embracing my femininity a little bit. Not just, I don't mean personally, it could be that with the way you dress and stuff, but it's also just, again, it's work-wise. It's just your energy and what you bring to the world. I don't know if I answered your question. I'm sorry.
No, I think that's beautifully put because you're going first. So with this work that you do, 3 years into your business, helping so many women to find this part of themselves, to see things they maybe haven't seen already. This is not a one and done approach. It's not like you learn mindset, you get an A plus, you're done forever. We're always learning, we're always evolving. So which is once you get into the personal development, if you will, the self-improvement, the spirituality and the mindset, you realize, this is a continuation. I don't go to the gym for a year and be like, I'm done for the rest of my life. No, you don't go again. You'll get fat and unhealthy. You have to maintain, you have to keep going. So they don't often tell you that. So these things, as they change, as I said before, you're going first. You're leading the way. So yes, do you have problems and challenges? Yes, you do. Fantastic. Congratulations. You're a human. You're growing. You're evolving. But does this not, well, I guess this puts you at the leading edge, if you will. It shows your clients that you're applying and you're doing the same thing you're teaching, but also you get to report back with from your higher level, from the next place, maybe the challenges, maybe the things that you've learned. This is making you an even 3 years on, it's making you an even better coach, an even better guide.
I don't have it all figured out yet. I'm still figuring out parts of this as I go, right? Because again, you're right, we are all human, but the magic is in finding the joy and finding the softness in your life, because that's where you attract abundance. That's where you go, okay, I don't need to push on this thing. I'm going to just try and have a good little bit of a good time in my life, and that thing's going to come to me. You don't chase, you attract. So it's building that attraction, that magnetic abundance into your life, that I think is really important.
Oh, beautifully put. The attraction magnetic. Okay, this is now we're talking entrepreneurship, business ownership, because as you apply these aspects in your personal life, you're also applying it in your business life. I mean, you talk about the joy and the softness and following the right thing. I mean, you're here today. I mean, Crumbs, this is your first podcast interview, which I'm celebrating with you, which is fantastic. You didn't grind and, oh, I need to do this. It's an opportunity that or it's pretty much found you. And so your approach that you're leading into this, yes, it might be scary. When we do something new, it's always scary, but it's also part of your next level to reach more people, to enjoy speaking, to be able to do that next level brand entrepreneur thing, whatever it might be. So this is actually a great example of you going first and enjoying this with the right approach. Where else in your business is this like opening up? Yes, it might be uncomfortable. Yes, it's might be a little bit scary, but also you have the tools, the tactics, the approach to bring you to this.
I think there's so many places that it's just new. Again, the engineering is easy for me, right? It's really hard to suck at something new, if I may say it that way, right? Because all of this is still new to me. I've built my career until I built the perfect resume. It's beautiful. But then I was like, what? Am I even really happy? Do I love doing this? And then, of course, I burned out really quite badly professionally. I had health problems and stuff. But I finally kind of got to this place, and I realized that it's a beautiful place to be, and I am doing trying new things, and I'm really grateful for you for having me on this podcast. It's great to be a little scared and try something new, but trying new things is kind of, again, where the magic is. It makes you feel good. It expands. And another great thing that I hope comes out of this is building community. So you know how you talked about, Mark, when you said it's an ongoing process. It's not like going to the gym for a year and then you're done, right? Like, that's life. You're constantly refining and building and adjusting. But I think what helps you stay on a positive track and stay trying new things is really having a great community. And with women, especially, I've mostly had a community of men because of my career. And so it's great to have other women around supporting each other. And I think that's an important thing, that especially if you do feel fear, that you can lean on your people a little bit, your community, and that support gets you through it.
Two words you said in that, I think it's beautiful to pull out, and that magic and community. So I think find that magic because it's tough as an entrepreneur to realize I'm an expert in coaching. I know my subject. I know exactly what I'm talking about here, but crumbs, how do I market this thing? How do I do the accounting for this? There's so much that goes into the business side of things that we don't look at. If only clients could fall from the sky and we can do what we're good at best. However, we need to learn these skills. So you're balancing this beautiful place of you are an expert at what you do. And also there's a new area that you suck at, as you said, that that it's new. It's a weird space to be in. For me, it sometimes brings up the doubt. I'm like, but I'm so good at that, but I'm so bad at that. I not realizing that you can split this apart and be like, it's just one part of you. It's okay.
You don't have to be perfect. And actually,
But we
perfectionism
want
is
to
a
be.
leading, I know it's true. But it's like a big part of burnout as well, is trying to be perfect and trying to present this perfect person to the world. And it's really tough. Like, I have imposter syndrome too, but when I feel that, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say too. I'm not sure that's what you were saying, but so many people have imposter syndrome, and I'm no exception. But what gets me through is that I know I lean on my integrity. I know I have the training, I have the coaching and the degrees and all that stuff. I have experience, and I have empathy and emotional intelligence, and my heart is in the right place, right? And I have my experience of going through just my life exploding, not just career-wise, but personally, with divorce and with, I just got my gallbladder removed a couple of months, like at the end of January. Like, it's ongoing. It's not just like, oh, a few years ago I had a tough time. Like, I'm still kind of trying to pick myself up from the floor. But it is also, there's a beauty in the breakdown, because now I can kind of document my journey and show how I'm engineering my own energy every day to kind of build a beautiful life from here out, because I'm a blank canvas again. So.
Oh, and so many people can see that as a negative, but you turn around to the beautiful perception shift. It's actually such a beautiful thing. It's such a positive. It can be. I mean, you're at choice at every moment, and it's the hardest thing. We're always at choice. You can make this destroy you, or it can make you. So you can be happy about it, you can be sad about it. I'm not saying don't be sad. We need to feel our emotions, but it gets to a point where we that maybe that's the maybe you can unpack this for me from your perspective. The only choice we have is within, it's with ourselves. Everything external, we can't control. We can control ourselves, and it is a choice. It's a daily choice. It's an hourly choice. Can you just unpack that for me? Because I think that's super important with what you said.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's a roller coaster ride, right? Like, not all days are happy, not all days are sad. I was super cranky yesterday. I'm glad we didn't have this podcast yesterday. And today I'm having a great day. So, I mean, it's just life is a bit of a ride, right? Oh, I had a thought about that, but I think that as long as your trajectory is kind of upwards, then you're right. And you're right, it's internal. So that's where boundaries come in and are really important, because you get to choose how you react to things. Emotional resilience and boundaries, and that's what you build with self-compassion, right? You know, I read somewhere that boundaries are basically giving somebody a playbook with the information about how to treat you. And that's all it is. It's not saying, you know, I'm gonna freak out if you do this thing. It's saying, I'm going to choose to engage or not engage. So the choice is always internal, right? Just like the choice to just love yourself through things is internal. It's a habit to just put yourself down, to try and be perfect, to try and keep up. But we that has to be undone. And again, that's a softness that comes in. It's just, especially when you feel like you've screwed something up, that's when compassion is so important. Yeah. So.
I mean, look at the way you said that. It's a playbook. So if everything's a playbook, whether it's a well-worn path, a program that we have, a habit that we have, it's inbuilt to pick up a new playbook. So to manage ourselves, there's a playbook to it. To be able to do sales and marketing, there are some playbooks to run. To be able to work on our health, our relationships, there's actually a playbook. We get to just learn a new playbook. It's okay. It's our
Yeah.
guide. It's the bumpers on a bowling alley. We're going that way. We just need some help now and again.
Yeah. And that was a perfect segue into just talking about that's how you engineer your energy. So we all know everything is energy, right? So for instance, like when I bring healing to engineers, you know, I'm explaining the science behind sound healing or Reiki. You know, sometimes people will be like, I don't believe in that, but we all know that energy is a real thing. You know, you could walk in the room and feel somebody's energy. A different song, and I love, like, I bring music into everything I do, and music is one way I can just change my energy like that, you know. And so, yeah, that playbook, that's what engineering your energy is. It's building a playbook that's personalized to you, that helps you get rid of fatigue. I don't like the word burnout. I actually call it an energy crisis, because that's really what it is. You're in crisis mode. You're shutting down. You don't have enough juice to kind of get through some of the more difficult things that require resilience, right? So that playbook is just, well, how do you build that up? And it's, you know, there's a lot of little steps that people can take that are anybody can do, but then there's going to be personalized things. It's going to be the things that really bring you joy that are going to be part of that too, you know. So,
Oh, beautifully put. So for those people who want to engineer their energy and they want a personal playbook for themselves through this next step of their journey, how can they reach out to you? How can they find you?
well, they can go to my website. It's KismetConsulting.ca. I'm currently working on actually tweaking my website and bringing it to, I have a new URL. It's going to be engineeryourenergy.com. It's not up yet, but it should be in the next week or two. So one of the two, if your readers want to get a hold of me, go to one of those two things. They can also email me at Karen@KismetConsulting.ca.
Perfect. And yeah, by the time this episode comes out, engineeryourenergy.com
Right,
will be
exactly.
live. I
Yes.
love that. That's such a great name. I love that. Well, everyone,
Yeah, and
if
it
you're
speaks to both
curious.
sides, right? The technical and the hard, and yeah, I love it too. Yeah,
Well, that's your
exciting.
specialty. It's bringing the both sides together. So yeah, I got a lot of time for that. I think it's fantastic. So if you're curious or think, yeah, this sounds fantastic, please everyone go and check it out. Start the conversation. Say Mark sent you and just enjoy the conversation. And again, Karen, look, thank you so much for being here. This has been a great episode. I've really enjoyed it.
I've really enjoyed it too. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for you letting me be on your podcast for my first one. So thank you for having me.
Yay.
Thank you for trusting me to not swear too much or, you
Oh, you're
know.
absolutely fine. Absolutely. And this, with the principles, with what you shared, I thought it was fantastic. So, hell yes, it was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark?
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Mm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is, and we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, so please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
Oh, yeah. See you next time.
Bye.